This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Thursday vowed to press ahead with this contentious judicial overhaul despite unprecedented mass protests at home, growing defections by military reservists, and appeals from the U.S. president to put the plan on hold. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
Netanyahu was at times conciliatory during his address, saying he understands the differences of opinion that have bitterly divided the country and offering to seek a compromise with his political opponents. But he was also defiant, saying his opponents were bent on toppling him and lashing out at the scores of military reservists who say they will stop reporting for duty if the plan is passed. Some have already quit. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Supporters of powerful Iraqi cleric Muqtada al-Sadr have stormed the Swedish embassy in Baghdad after a man threatened to burn a Quran in Sweden. He is meant to have quit politics, so how is he wielding so much power from the sidelines? Reuters' Lucy Fielder explores this.
His supporters are his main weapon. Sadr commands the loyalty of hundreds of thousands of members of Iraq's majority Shiite community. And this isn't the first time he's mobilized them. Last year, amid tensions with his Iran-backed rivals, Sadr's supporters staged a sit-in in the Baghdad parliament. In 2019, they joined huge anti-corruption protests that toppled a government led by pro-Iranian parties. Sadr is the only Iraqi Shiite leader who has challenged both Iran and the US. And that goes down well with millions of poor Shiites who feel they haven't benefited from governments linked to either.
The U.S. is sending additional warships and thousands of Marines to the Middle East to increase security in the wake of Iranian attempts to seize commercial ships there. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Thursday approved the deployment. This is VOA News. By pulling out of a landmark deal that allowed Ukrainian grain exports through the Black Sea, Russian President Vladimir Putin has taken a gamble that could badly damage Moscow's relations with many of his partners that have stayed neutral or even been supportive of the Kremlin's invasion of its neighbor. Russia also has played spoiler at the United Nations, vetoing a resolution on extending humanitarian aid deliveries into northwestern Syria and backing Mali's push to expel UN peacekeepers. Putin's declared goal is halting the Black Sea Grain Initiative is to win relief from Western sanctions for Russia's agricultural exports. His longer-term goal could be to erode Western resolve as the war in Ukraine grinds on its 17-month mark. Kenya opposition protesters were out in the streets for another day against the high cost of living and tax hikes. VOA's Mariama Diallo tells us more.
Kenyan President William Ruto, addressing residents of Isiolo County on Thursday, urged residents to maintain peace, saying that destruction of property during the demonstrations will affect development of the country.
Every part of Kenya have said we cannot sabotage our economy using violence and destruction of business and destruction of property. Kenya is the only place we have to call home, and we must protect it by all means.
On Thursday, veteran opposition leader Odinga wrote on Twitter, "The voice of the people must be heard," and insisted the peaceful protest continue. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
A bill passed by the U.S. House aims to ease air travel delays. AP's Lisa Dwyer tells us more.
The House has overwhelmingly passed a bill that would give the Federal Aviation Administration more money to hire air traffic controllers. It also aims to address pilot shortages by raising the mandatory retirement age. The measure seeks to improve air travel and reauthorize FAA programs for the next 5 years. The bill received wide bipartisan support in the midst of the summer's wave of cancellations and delays. It passed by a vote of 351-69. The Senate is behind schedule on its version of the aviation measure, which would authorize more than $100 billion in spending. A committee vote was blocked last month by the disagreement over pilot training. Aviation programs are set to expire October 1st unless Congress approves the measure. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.